What's up, everybody? This is the Weird Story Bro podcast, and we're going to talk about weird stories. And I'm the bro, I guess. My name's Big Nate, and I hope you enjoy this. But before we jump into this podcast today, let's have a word about our sponsor, Anchor. Stay tuned. Guys, I have a crazy story that's of the true crime category for this episode. And it's called the Lululemon murder. So, why not jump right in? Jana Murray, a 30-year-old graduate of Johns Hopkins University, loved all things athletic and found the perfect job to meet other athletically inclined people. This facility where she found the job was called Lululemon. Lululemon makes athletic clothing and is a very famous brand. For those of you that don't know, well, what that is. And if this big old boy from Arkansas knows what it is, you should too. So, this was the dream job for Jana. She could meet other athletes and fitness people. And it would help her understand the world of physical fitness even more. She could make connections, meet the right people, because she had dreams of entering this field to start her own career. And so, she was all about physical fitness, and the more she could learn about it, the better. And so, she worked with a girl named Brittany Norwood, who was her age. She was 29, well, around her age, being that, you know, Jana is 30, or was 30. And so, everything at the job was going good. Both seemed to get along very well, and yeah, picture perfect. So, on the, on 3/11/2011, so March 11th, 2011, the two were closing up the shop as per usual, and were getting ready to leave the store. The two did their ritualistic bag checks and after would head out the door. That was the last step of the day. This was store policy to make sure that nobody was stealing or anything. And right after that, they got to leave. So after this, the two leave and go their separate ways and go home for the evening. Well, that's what normally happens. But something very horrible was about to happen and neither girl made it home that evening, sadly. So, the next morning, the store manager, Rachel Ortley, came in to unlock the store, but she could tell right away that something was way off, and I believe it was because the door was still unlocked. So, she opened the door to see what was going on, and there was blood and signs of a struggle all over the store, and so she immediately called the police so that they could do what they needed to do, because that was the smart thing to do, right? Because there could still be someone violent in there. Because obviously a massacre took place. So when the police get there and they begin to inspect the facility, they find Brittany with her hands and feet zip tied in the store bathroom. And she's beaten severely, it seems, and is in a state of just, you know, shock and fear, which who wouldn't be, right? And so they explore further into the store and Jana was found face down in her own blood and she was deceased. So, the police cut Brittany free, and they began to unravel what had happened from her testimony. So, what had happened that night, by the account of Brittany, was that the girls had left the store, as always, and went their separate way to go home. Brittany, down the road from the store, realized that she had forgotten her wallet and called Jana to come unlock the store. It's probably not the most convenient thing, but the type of person Jana is, she probably came back and unlocked it, and yes, that's exactly what she did. So, she came back and unlocked the door so Brittany could go in and get her wallet. So, both girls go in, and when they're getting the wallet, and they turn around to leave, they make it back to the front door, and they realize they're not by themselves anymore. There's actually two men in ski masks, and they apparently had slipped in behind them when they had walked in, and now these two men are blocking the exit so they can't leave. The men overtook the girls and, sadly, had their way with them, if you know what I mean. So they abused both girls, and apparently this whole time, while abusing both of them and beating them, they were using racial slurs against Brittany as they abused her. But for some reason, though they seemed to particularly hate Brittany, they decided to kill Jana out of the two, and they wanted to keep Brittany alive to torture her further. So when the men had finished, They took money from the registers and fled the store, leaving Brittany, now zip-tied, hand and foot, in the bathroom. She was beaten up pretty badly and sat there the rest of the night, trapped and in pain. So the police immediately jump into action and begin searching stores in the area, trying to find any evidence they could of two men purchasing ski masks in the area. They could go through receipts, witnessed, you know, testimonies, people that might have seen a couple guys with ski masks buying them from a store, and, you know, they could check video recordings. You get it, et cetera, et cetera. This would help kind of get the ball rolling on finding the possible two guys that did this. So there was one detective, though, that had an odd feeling about the whole thing. His name was Dmitry Rubin, and he had listened to this story and claimed that there was just a little voice in his head saying that this whole thing didn't sit well with him. There was something more going on than what's being told. So, for starters, you know, why was Jaina's car parked three blocks away from the store she worked at? When you scan the parking lot, there wasn't a car there. You know, now, at this point, aside from their boss who had pulled up in all the cop cars, but before that, like, there was no cars there. Jaina's car wasn't there. Well, they find it three blocks away, eventually. So this was obviously a red flag of, like, what's going on, right? This doesn't make sense for them to have come back to the store, parked three blocks away, and walked there to get this wallet. So that's one thing. But another thing is, why would they kill one girl and leave the other alive? If they had killed one of them, why wouldn't they kill the other one and leave a witness there? So things weren't adding up. But as he looked the crime scene over, there were footprints in the blood all over the place that matched a male shoe that was size 14. So, I mean, there must have been someone in there besides them, and it was most likely a man. So, that's kind of even though he's not feeling good about the story, there is some evidence that what she's saying could be true. Well, as they inspected the car further, part of what Brittany had been saying started to not add up at all. It was very inconsistent with her story. They asked her, had she ever been in Jaina's car? To which she replied, no, she had never been in Jaina's car. The reason that that matters is because not only did they find blood in the car, they found some of Brittany's blood in the car. They found Brittany's blood on the door handle, on the gear shift, and on the steering wheel. So not only was she obviously lying that she'd never been in the car, she's driven the car and her blood's in it to prove it. So that's enough for them to arrest her. And so it seems like this case is going to go in a whole nother direction and not of the men in ski mask variety. So finally, one of the big arrows that pointed towards some foul play here was the inspectors were checking things out and they realized something. That there's a bin of shoes in the back of the facility. And in this bin of shoes that was meant for customers to try them on and such, you know, to see if they would like a pair, they found a size 14 men's shoe that matched exactly the footprints that were tracked in the blood. So then all this evidence is stacking up greatly against Brittany. And when Brittany is arrested as the newest suspect of the murder, and she's charged with this, and they're going to take her to trial, the truth began to unravel all the way in the trial itself. So, here's what happened that night, really. The night of the murder, before the girls had left the store, Jaina had found a pair of Lululemon leggings, unpurchased, in Brittany's bag during the bag check. Brittany had stuffed them in there to attempt to smuggle them out of the store. Jaina hated the awkwardness of this, but both girls knew what Jaina was going to have to do, and that was call their boss and let her know that Brittany was attempting to steal from the store. So as awkward as that was, they left the store on that note. But when they left the store, Jaina gets a phone call. And it was from Brittany. And she said she had indeed left her wallet at the store, as we said earlier. So part of that story is true. But she had left the wallet at the store. And the only way to get it out is if Jaina would come unlock it. And Jaina, being a good person, left so that she could do this. And so she came back, unlocked the store, and of course she's going to follow her inside because this girl had stolen before and she doesn't want to run the risk of her stealing again. But when they stepped through the doors, Brittany actually attacked Jaina and used the tools from inside the store to do it. When it was all said and done, Brittany had inflicted no less than 331 wounds on Jaina with several different tools. She used a hammer, a rope, a knife, a box cutter, and a merchandise peg, according to a medical examiner with the police. And it was a bloodbath. It was horrible what she did to her. But apparently, according to the medical examiner, the fatal blow came from when Jaina was stabbed in the back of the neck with a knife. And that would have instantly killed her. So after this, Brittany took Jaina's car and parked it 3 blocks away and began thinking about a story to tell the police. She walked back to the store and took money out of the registers and cut a slit in Jaina's pants to make it look like she had been abused in the worst way. And then she cut a gash in her own forehead and set to work injuring herself to look as though she were attacked as well. She had also found the men's shoe in the back of the store and had put it on and walked around leaving tracks in the blood to make it look like, you know, a guy had been there, and in her case, too, it would go along with her story, and it would make it look like these men committed the crime, not her. There were no cameras in the store, so she thought that she would get away with this. So finally, after she does all of this, she goes and she zip ties her own hands and feet in the bathroom and then waited to be found the next day to give this false story that she had given to the police about these men in ski masks. She had staged all of this. And here's the sad thing. The only reason she did this was because she did not want to be found out for stealing and lose her job. It doesn't make any sense when you think about it. Yes, no one wants to lose their job because they get in trouble for stealing and it gives you a bad name. But you would have got a slap on the wrist and had to find a new job and maybe pay a fine, not go to jail for the rest of your life, which is exactly what happened. Brittany was found guilty of the first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And she was then sent to the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women. It's amazing to me how people's minds work, like in this scenario. You literally killed a person so you wouldn't lose a job at Lululemon, and you thought that you were going to somehow outsmart the cops, and then what did you gain out of this? You got to keep your job, but you got a pair of free leggings. And then the thing is, after some research, I found out that Brittany was notorious for theft and had actually embarrassed herself many a times from stealing, and I guess this was just the last straw for her. But it's so horrible because Jaina is the one that had to, you know, face the wrath of this obviously mentally disturbed girl over a pair of leggings being stolen. It's horrible. So this story is very wild and topsy-turvy, and so I wanted to share it with you guys, and I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I hope that you tune in for the next one next week. We'll dive into another weird story. But yeah, God bless you, and see you then.